Okay, everybody, that's my show. A little bit of echo there, I think. 7 o'clock, and time for the next show with
Chloe.
Chloe's up. Yay, all right. And let me switch over to automation for a second.
The words that I know we both say.
Even if it looks like a star.
Hello. That song was awesome. This is Chloe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've been really into the ethereal sounds, so that was a nice ethereal song called Storm by Night Tapes. Good morning, it's 7:07 a.m. It's a beautiful day outside. I had a nice brisk walk over here. It was like way colder than I thought it was going to be. But then I was thinking, like, wow, it's so beautiful that we get to experience such cold colds, knowing that summer will eventually come. So, I don't know, I was just thinking how it's going to be spring soon, and then it's going to be summer, and I'm graduating, and I'm just like, there's still snow on the ground, and it's really cold. And instead of being like, oh, I hate the cold, I was trying to be like, you know what? Cold is beautiful. And it really is. It like feels good. Like if we just appreciated every moment, it would just, this life. Oh, I mean, we do. Oh, anyway, I came here completely unprepared, so I have no idea what I'm about to be playing. I wish I could like talk to people, but I'm alone here. Hence life. And I will play, I think I'm gonna play this song, Space House. I've been really into it. And I'm excited because I love talking, so I think I'm going to be talking throughout this thing. Anyway, enjoy this song. Thank you. That song is super awesome. Space Song by Beach House. Wow. It really makes you feel like you're in space. Oh, wait. You are. What? Welcome to planet Earth. It is now 7:14 a.m. It's a good time to be alive, as always. You know, I usually just like sitting here and listening to music and chilling out and having a good time. But this time I have homework to do, so I'm sitting here doing my homework. You know what I really don't like? Doing two things at the same time. Because it's super hard to focus on something. Like, I love coming here and just doing this and just having fun for an hour and just letting myself be, you know? But then I have this homework assignment, so I'm like half in the homework assignment and I'm half here. I feel like when we do so many things at the same time, we're like half present in each thing. And it, unless you're a superwoman or a man or something. Anyway, another thing I was thinking about during that song is that, you know, when I started the song, I realized, oh no, I made a mistake. I like forgot to click on for the aux or something. And it, like the song came on late and I was like, ah, shoot, this sucks. And while yes, it does suck because, you know, we don't like making mistakes as human. As soon as I made this mistake, I looked on the wall and it says, less perfect and thus more human. And I think that's really beautiful because I think we're always striving toward perfection, which is not inherently bad. You know, perfection is like enlightenment. It's not inherently bad. It's just, let's enjoy being human, you know? Like, we came to this planet to be human. And I think we actually are very drawn towards imperfection somehow, like all of us. I'm teaching a class called Imperfection in Music right now, and we have a lot of discussions about this. We talked about how imperfection in music, aka, like, I don't know, a perceived mistake, or maybe even, like, a static sound, or anything that signals authenticity, because I think authenticity is often correlated with imperfection. Because, you know, nobody's perfect. Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about it because I literally talk about this all the time. Actually, I could keep talking about it, but now I'm like, maybe I should play an imperfect song. But there's a song that I really want to play, so I'm gonna do this instead. La, tra, la, la, tra. La tra la la tra la la tra la tra la la tra la la tra la tra. In your sight we is pleasure, boom she pleasure. La 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 la
아픔지 빼자.
An intense song. I low-key thought that was a different song, but this album is really good. I don't know what it's called. Oh, An Awesome Wave. Yeah, cool song. Fits pleasure. I was doing my little homework reading just now, and it was talking about how dynamic time actually is, which is interesting because we think about it as objective, I think, because we look at it and it moves in a way that we all seem to think is the same, which I'm stuck because part of me is like, yeah, time is objective, but then our experience of time can be so different. Like, you ever have, like, I mean, I don't even have to say anything, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, time can pass like this, or time can literally be infinite for one moment, if that even makes any sense. So anyway, time is really interesting. I find it interesting that, I keep saying the word interesting. I find it fascinating that songs are typically, 3 to 5 minutes? And I don't know about you, but when I put on a song, it's like I'm on Spotify, and I see the end already, you know what I mean? I see the end before it even ends, and I'm like, oh, this song ends in 4 minutes. So I'm already well aware of when it's gonna end, and so my brain gets attuned to how to listen to it. And I think that goes the same with a lot of things. Like, when you go into an activity or class or anything where you know what time it's gonna end, I think it limits our ability to really be in the moment, to be honest. Unless you can look at that and then just be totally unaffected, which is totally possible. But I've been really trying to be present, which is ironic because I feel like trying doesn't do anything. So I'm just sitting here talking and talking and talking and talking, and I love talking, so I can talk forever. I've been thinking a lot, per usual. And I've been thinking about how thinking just brings us in a circle back to our already, like, innocent perception of the world. And I really like that idea. So I've been really trying to live with a very open mind and an open heart and viewing every experience with new eyes and just trying to really enjoy everything and stop being so critical. And it's okay to be critical. It's your choice how you want to live your life. I think, personally, I just got super tired of being critical of a lot of things and analyzing everything. So, I still have that, like, framework of thought in my brain. But I've been observing it, as the observer does, and attempting to kind of take a step back and live life not necessarily through this thought framework, but I would say, like, living life around this framework, if that makes any sense. Anyway, I'm just talking. I'm in the Buddhist club, so I can talk about these things. They say, be the observer. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I understand that. I understand it. But then also, what's wrong with being the actor? I guess you can be the actor until you're super tired of it, and then just become the observer. Anyway, I also like thinking not so into it. I'm like, oh, we can have a million concepts and do all these things, and at the end of the day, we're just here to enjoy life and have fun. Like, I've studied philosophy, Buddhism, all these things, and I'm just, at the end of the day, I'm like, I just want to have fun. I just want to, you know, listen to enjoyable music. So, here it goes. That song ended super fast. I always forget how short that song is. That was awesome. I was just dancing around the room. That was really awesome. I love dancing. Dancing is life. Music is life. These things are very beautiful. I'm very grateful. Another day on this planet to experience them. Thank you. So this room that this radio show happens in is pretty cool because there's sayings everywhere. And I love a good saying to hold on to. It's so beautiful. Oh, Monday morning, freaking madness. Literally. Is today a Monday morning? That's crazy. To me, it does not feel like a Monday morning. But I don't know. What even does a Monday... What is a... Really? What is a Monday morning anyway? Okay, I have a PSA. Do you study, work, live, or play on, or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks? Many of them completely free and open to the general public. If so, you should check out the website, events.tufts.edu. Nice. events.tufts.edu. Go there. Tufts has mad events. Pretty cool events. I love Tufts. I'm about to graduate. And I transferred here from UC Santa Barbara School in California. And I think because I transferred too, I can really appreciate it. Like, this school is honestly just the best thing that has happened in my life. And saying that, I am also excited to graduate. I'm really just in the moment, because it's not that I want to leave, but I don't want to stay forever. So I'm just here, bro. Life. Just here. I have no idea what I'm doing after graduating. Might move to Portland, Oregon. Because I don't know. I was invited to move to Portland, Oregon, and I'm like, YOLO. But I might stay here. Massachusetts is a really great state. I grew up in New Jersey, which I have loved. I loved the time I had there, yes. And I'm glad I'm not there anymore. But I really love New Jersey. Anyway, Massachusetts is great. It's the spirit of America, man. I love Boston. I think it's so cool. I think the whole surrounding area is really cool, too. I mean, there's squares everywhere. And you just go and you discover all these new things. And I don't know, the vibe is really cool. It's very New England. It's very homey. It's very real. I love it. I never thought I'd be living here. You never know where you're gonna go. All right. Let's do a little breathing. Okay, take a deep breath in through your nose. Imagine the sunlight, the bright sunlight entering your entire body is full of sunlight. And exhale. All of the shade. All of the darkness. Inhale the light. And exhale the shade. I often forget to breathe. I think it's because I grew up learning to hold my breath to make space for other people. So recently I've been really on that breathing grind. I mean, obviously this whole time I've been breathing, but I've really been breathing the least I could possibly breathe without, like, dying. So I've been really just trying to focus on breathing, especially while talking, because I feel like sometimes I can start talking and it can be really fast and then I can forget to breathe. And when you forget to breathe, it's like, you know, what energy is being used while you're talking? Anyway, I'll stop talking. I feel like we're here for music. Even though, honestly, in my head, everything is music. Me speaking right now is music. I invite you to think of your day today like everything you hear is music. All right.
Sexy to somebody, it would be you.
All right. That song was pretty good. I was dancing to it. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. So, I was listening to a TED Talk. Was it yesterday? First of all, what a blessing YouTube is. We have access to so many things that people say all around the world. Endless wisdom, endless fun. It's really amazing. And I think, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, we gotta quit social media, we gotta quit all these things. And, you know, I do agree that if you spend too much time on it, it's not good. And it can take you out of your own life. But I also think that if we remembered the reason why we have it in the first place, to connect with people, to share things, to have fun, to learn, then I think if we return to the fundamentals, I think we're perfectly set. As long as we don't get carried away in other stuff. Anyway, so I was listening to this TED Talk, right? And this big Buddhist monk, always gotta listen to the Buddhist monks. He was like, we have this, we all, as humans, have such a unique path. And it's really beautiful that, you know, at this moment, you're in this body, in this lifetime. And it's incredible. It's like magic. And he basically was saying how, enjoy the life you're in. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't try to live someone else's path. Like, you have the honor of living this person's lifetime right now. Like, it is such an honor. And so you might as well friggin', like, dive deep into it. Like, just free fall, you know? Just have fun. Because I think a lot of times we compare ourselves and especially, like, our paths and our careers and our what we like to do. And oftentimes it's cool because we get inspired by a lot of people. But I think if you compare yourself too much and don't focus on your own unique path, it can make you feel like you need to be something other than who you exactly are. So anyway, say a little grateful message to yourself right now. I will do the same. Thank you for being you, for always being you, and for having the courage to continue on. Takes a lot of courage. I was thinking about how courage has the word rage in it. And honestly, I was thinking, you know, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling depressed, the way out is through getting frustrated. Like, that is the trajectory. Like, get frustrated. Whatever situation you're in that you don't like, don't be like, oh, I hate it, and complain and just wallow. Because it's really easy to wallow and complain. Just be like, okay, this sucks. And the only person that can take me out of it is me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get frustrated. And you get frustrated. And then you get angry. You're like, I don't like this situation. I don't like this thought pattern. I don't like this. And then you change. Change happens at times of frustration and rage. And you get angry. And then you get the courage to actually take action. I get very frustrated sometimes at, you know, a lot of things. I mean, we don't have to be perfect. That's another frustration. I'm like, why do I always think I have to be perfect? I don't know. I have a lot of frustrations. But instead of just keeping them and being like, oh, this sucks, you know, it's like, we all have our things. We could be in any situation right now, all over the world. And you're in this situation. And you may think it sucks and there's no way out, but there's always a way out. There's always a way out. Get those emotions going, let it rain, and let yourself change. Or stay the same, whatever you want to do. Maybe you change too much. That might be my thing. I don't know, we can think forever. Okay, new song.
And seal our windows, cause I'm going to war. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, cause I may never come home. Hide all the keys and seal our windows, cause I'm going to war. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home. Mm-hmm. other kids and seal our windows, 'cause I'm going to war. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. Leave all your bags and head for the water, chase the lights into the sea. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home, 'cause I may never come home. No, don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home, 'cause I may never come home. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. No, train that'll take me someplace farther from the shore. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause the ocean needs you more. Leave all your bags and head for the water, chase the lights into the sea. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home, 'cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home, 'cause I may never come home. No, don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I may never come home. No, I may never come home. Men, raise your heads up, 'cause we're going to war. Open your eyes and steady your hands, 'cause we may never come home. Hide all the kids and seal our windows, 'cause I'm going to war. Don't hold your breath waiting for me, 'cause I won't ever come home.
That was Elliot Smith. Nope. That was not Elliot Smith. That was Elliot Moss. Very different. Elliot Smith has a very different sound. This is your daily reminder to drink water. I personally always forget. I think the thirsty signal in my body does not work in the wintertime. Like, I'd never feel it. But then, I'm like, why am I feeling so weird? Because I don't have water in my body, and we're mostly water. And the other day, I was at the gym, and I, like, paused my song for a second. And I heard this guy talking, and he was like, we're, like, 70% water, right? But it's not just water, it's salt water. We're 70% ocean. Just like the earth. And it's pretty cool. Like, you know, we really originate from the ocean. And we are literally made of it. So, I don't know. I find that pretty cool. I know that when I go into the ocean, when I go to the beach, it feels amazing. I love the beach. I'm already excited for the summer. I'm going to Florida soon. Going to Florida in a couple weeks, which will be exciting. I like Florida. I like the humidity. I have to say, I'm a huge fan of humidity. Dry air is tough. I like when things are lush. I just want to say a little saying on the wall. Let all things happen to you, beauty and terror, just keep going. I like that. Beauty and terror. It says let all things happen to you. It's almost like we have to let things happen to us. I had this realization the other day. I was staring at the fire. There's like a fire pit. First of all, fire pits, one of the best things in the world. I was staring at this fire pit. And this person said this funny joke, and I don't even remember the joke now. Oh, I kind of do. It was, okay, basically, we're all hanging out, and there's this person named Jupiter, and I was like, wow, I want to meet Jupiter. Jupiter's my favorite planet. I was like, I want to meet this guy named Jupiter. So Jupiter came out, and he hung out for like 20 minutes, didn't really say much. And then, as he left, this guy was like, oh, I guess Jupiter made his orbit around the sun and left. And at first, I kind of just like, oh, yeah. And then it just hit me. You have to, like, let jokes come to you. You have to, like, let things enter your consciousness. And then I, like, let, I don't know, I just let it enter my consciousness. And then I just started laughing super loud and for a long time. So, you know, you have to let things that you say, that you hear, really enter you. You have to, like, listen with your whole body and you just, like, have to let it happen. So I think in that way we have some free will. We can either let things happen or not. Beauty and terror. Okay, so there's a song by Twin Shadow that I'm gonna play. It is pretty good. That song was pretty cool. So as I was walking around the room just now, saw some good sayings. Life comes from you, not at you. You are not a victim of life. You are the creator. I love that. I love that saying. We create everything. We create the moment we're in. It's beautiful. Oh, life is so beautiful. Wherever you are, just look. Just look outside. I just read the book, The Little Prince, because I was sick and I was in my bed and I was like, I'm just going to read this book. So I read it. And basically, The Little Prince comes from this planet, right? And gets frustrated with his planet and his rose and decides to come to the Earth. And meets all these people and then realizes, this is one of my favorite sayings. It's like, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but it's like, if it's visible, if you can see it, it's not the most important. Like, what the most important thing is invisible. And I don't know if important is the right word, but maybe just what is real is invisible. And I like that. I like that. And our eyes are beautiful things. It's great that we can see so well and see colors, some of us, and, you know, see things. But I think a lot of the times that we're like, okay, what we see is the only thing that's real. But there's, you know, there's a lot we can't see. And I think it's nice to acknowledge that. To realize a lot of the beautiful things in life we can't see. And that's kind of beautiful. But you know what? You can feel it. You can feel it. We all can feel it. All right. Time to play another song. What should I play? What are we feeling like? Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to play.
I was downtown late last night. I was walking around last night. Past a man, we locked eyes. It hit hard, it goes time. Stranger once in your life. He whispered with a shiner as he wanted to be me and I, him, my only shine. Your entire life is wiped clean from the bathroom window. You etched out the stain. A step out of me to yours, a stranger. The muscle suit pumps, it feels like second nature. Original man, a clearing present danger. Don't she wish she could be somebody else? Somebody else. In the cave,
people go by. I smile and wave, but deep down inside, there's always that fear that I'm not enough. I seem cavalier, but so tonight, I'm cold 'cause I'm weak. Deep down inside, there's nothing unique. Man is a mole, and nothing is new. So why not release and let it come through?
That was Egg by DJO. Well, I hope everyone is having a nice morning. This is Chloe Nemes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Mason is now going to play some music, which is super exciting. All right, bye everyone.
A lot of these things lately, I know none of it is real.